Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We got a couple of flicks to talk about this week. What are we on first?
Well, looking at Who You Think I Am.
Who You Think I Am. Now, this is a French film that I understand deals with the, I don't know, what do you call it? The ideas around catfishing. Catfishing, the online phenomenon. There we go. Phenomenon. That'll do. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. It stars Juliette Binoche as a 50-year-old woman who has been spurned by her much younger lover. So she decides to catfish both him and then later a mutual friend of his with catfishing, and then ends up falling for the friend.
And we should explain catfishing, what it actually is. Catfishing is posing as somebody else online. Doesn't need to be a real person, but pretending to be somebody else that you, well, than other than you are. So you can talk to sometimes strangers, sometimes people you know through things like Messenger and the like. Yeah.
I thought the movie was pretty good, at least at first. Juliette Binoche was great, so was the supporting cast, and I really did appreciate a movie that sort of reflects the values and sometimes issues of the modern age, you know, of looking at catfishing in general. I know that it's been a bit of an issue with Facebook in the past, and people have previously looked into this, and I thought that the story was enjoyable. It was interesting, but it did have quite a few flaws. I mean, the movie was great in terms of how it was character driven for the most part, but the plot itself was a little bit iffy. So especially towards the end, there were some pretty questionable plot twists, plot developments, and choices made by the characters that just left me scratching my head going, what is going on? And it seemed like I was watching some kind of soap opera with the amount of questionable choices that a lot of the characters were making.
Okay, a little bit of a mixed bag with Who You Think I Am. And now next one, I'm looking forward to this one. I've been watching the trailers. Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw. This has got to be the 21st film in the Fast and Furious franchise. They never name them, you know, the sequel sequentially, so it's pretty hard to keep track. What do we think of this one? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, firstly, it's supposedly called Fast and Furious Presents
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a spin-off from the main series. in this one, Hobbs and Shaw, previous villains of previous Fast and Furious movies, are forced to team up to try and stop a crazed madman from using a virus from wiping out the world.
This is, of course, the Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, and Idris Elba. I mean, there's a fantasy threesome for you. I mean, my goodness. Absolutely. There's a lot of testosterone in that room. What do we think? Start us off with some good, because it's going to be all good. It's going to be all good, this one. I love this film.
Yeah, no, it's surprisingly, I was going into the movie thinking this is not going to be great. It's going to be a bit ridiculous. It's going to be not well written or anything, like most modern blockbusters. But I actually quite enjoyed it. I really surprisingly enjoyed it. I was leaving the cinema with a smile on my mouth. The chemistry between the lead actors, as you mentioned, The Rock, Jason Statham, Vanessa Kirby, and Idris Elba, was fantastic. The writing was great. The banter was top-notch. And it genuinely seemed like the actors wanted to be there. Because sometimes with blockbusters, you sort of get the vibe that the actors, you know, feel like they're slumming it with, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. But here, they just look like they're having a blast, and it really shows. Blast both, you know, explosion-wise and just having a lot of fun.
Well, I think tongue probably pretty firmly planted in cheek in the writing and the acting and everything involved in this film.
Definitely. If you want to see a blockbuster that's just fun and enjoyable, Hobbs and Shaw, surprisingly, is probably the best pick for now.
Do we even need to talk flaws?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, if you are like a really hardcore fan of the Fast and Furious, you're probably going to be a little bit disappointed in this, because it's definitely moving away from the formula that's been sort of set up in the past you know, 8 or 9 Fast and Furious films, and it ends up coming across more like a Marvel movie.
Well,
the way it's presented, the action, the banter, the writing, the everything, the direction. I mean, the director was the guy that did Deadpool 2, so no surprises there.
I know that it was said the only convincing way they could actually make the villain a threat to Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham's characters that have already been established as one-man armies in the films previous was to make the villain a literal superhero.
Oh, well, yeah, or supervillain in this super case.
Villain, yeah.
And yeah, and it shows. And I really did enjoy it, but a lot of people who are fans of Fast and Furious are probably going to be a little bit let down, thinking, oh dear, it's sort of steering into an area that, you know, superhero movies are starting to get a bit of backlash.
Fast and Furious losing its gritty realism.
Yes,
it's held on to this point. Well, Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Flicks right there.